Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to be heard worldwide over the internet, BBS Radio. Good evening. My name is Heinz Minderhout, located in California, Los Molinos. Today it is Wednesday, August 26, 2019. Another Wednesday evening call where Wynn and Terry give you the opportunity to ask a question that can be asked to our sources. And this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi. It's Miss Prudy.
Hello, Miss Prudy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi. I think it's the 27th.
Well, I'm in California, but here is the 28th.
Oh, the 28th. Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, well, I was thinking you said the 26th, and I was thinking, that was earlier.
Okay, no. 28th is on my record.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You can submit a question per email. Then we'll go over those questions during the call and pick the most relevant ones. The email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And also, as our group gets together every evening at the Whole Planet Healing Conference Call, you are welcome to participate. It's only accessible per phone, not on the internet, and the phone number is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250-513-pound. Early on in the call, it starts 7 p.m. Pacific time, 7 days a week. When you first gather, Wynn reads an excerpt from any of the channel materials, usually. Thereafter, Wynn has the mic and puts worldly or personal issues into the love light for healing. The earthquakes, the peace on earth, relation between countries.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. How do you like the new console?
Yeah, it's okay. If you're looking for callers, I went to the last page, and then you could do some editing there with the pen.
Okay.
The callers come in.
Uh-huh.
I figured that out last night. I like it. How about you? I mean, I kind of like it better.
I've seen it for a few minutes now. I need to get used to it.
Yeah, it takes a while. It's not as visual.
Yeah.
But all the buttons are there.
But you know what? All my songs are gone.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Oh, can you reload them somehow?
Oh, yeah. It's going to take a lot of effort.
A lot of effort. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Too bad.
Anyway,
warning. Yeah.
Well, it is what it is. And if you just... Okay, well, welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Antonio in California.
Antonio, good evening to you. Welcome.
Hey, hi.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Prudy.
And another person joined in after Antonio. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening to you, Jane. Welcome.
Hi.
Good evening.
Thank you. Hi, Antonio.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Hi, Heist. This is Mary Arlene in Cincinnati.
Welcome to you, Mary Arlene. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Mary Arlene.
Hi, Antonio.
And another person joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody. Hi, Mary Eileen.
Good evening, Don.
Hi, Don.
Anybody listen to Neil Donald Walsh last night on Coast to Coast?
No. In the past, but how was that?
Good. He's good.
Yeah.
I fell asleep for the second half hour, which is often the best half hour.
Uh-huh.
Probably missed something.
Yeah. Welcome to the next participant. Please say your name and location.
Hi, guys. It's Bonnie in California.
Good evening, Bonnie. Welcome.
Hi, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Hello, Bonnie.
Hey. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Hey, there's one YouTube clip I have from Neil Donald Walsh. It says Fear and Transformation. And that's there's a lot of, to me, a lot of energy in this clip. It's very powerful when he talks for like 7 minutes or so.
Uh-huh.
Fear and Transformation.
Yeah, he's pretty good, I would say.
Yeah. There's also a clip, Neil Donald Walsh interviewing, what's his name from Canada? The inspirational. He's famous.
Not famous
enough. And live in the now. The one who expresses living in the now.
Uh-huh.
Eckhart Tolle.
Exactly, Eckhart Tolle.
A good one, Antonio.
It was interesting, Neil interviewing.
He mentioned him last night, actually.
Okay. Good evening. Welcome to the next call. Appreciate your name and location.
Hi, Terry. It's Jennifer. Oh, I'm sorry, Terry.
It's okay. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi,
and
Terry.
Hello, Terry. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, everybody.
Terry. Hello, Terry. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Terry. Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hi,
and then somebody else.
Hi, Prudy.
Somebody else joined in as well. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Your name and location.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis. I just
Hello,
went to Hope Land Healing and was on there just
okay.
a couple minutes.
Hi, Chris.
Waiting. Hi, Chris.
There was another thing that I guess the anxious.
You're cutting out, Antonio.
That was another thing that made me anxious too. Nobody wanted to tell me, so nobody tells me anything, so I won't get anxious or have panic attacks. But I had this feeling.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi,
welcome.
Hi, Jeannie. Hi, everyone.
And somebody else joined
Hello.
In. Jeannie, welcome. Please say your name. Nick,
hey.
Is it Nick?
Yes, Nick. Nick from Perth. Hey, everybody.
Oh,
how
hi.
Are you all today?
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Wow. Hey, guys. Hey. Hope everyone's feeling good today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good day today.
It is. It's
Nobody
amazing.
Told anything, but I got this feeling that my uncle died.
Oh. Today.
So I either today or yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
So
welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location. Of course only if you want to, we welcome you. And welcome to all those that have joined in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here.
Nobody has to tell me anything. I just know.
Oh, you sense it. You feel it.
Yeah.
Well, here.
I'm sorry. Sorry for your loss, man. Sorry.
Yeah.
My condolences to
see
my friend. Praise
be to God. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
It's Will in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn. Good evening.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello,
Wynn.
Oh my God! I see Terry's here.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. It's Roger in Austin.
Oh, hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, everybody.
Roger.
Do I see Nick here?
Yeah, mate, I'm here.
Hey, mate.
Hey, how are you?
That's our token Australian.
Aussie.
Good day, Nick.
Breaking.
Oi.
You got another Aussie for a while there. What was her name?
Was it Jen?
I don't think so.
I don't know, Don. Hey, Don, you know what I was thinking of doing, Don?
I do not.
You know how, I know you don't, but you know how on the Sunday healing list, it's all automated. People put in things on that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So for the planetary healings, if I set up a list like that, anyone could put something in, and then you could go down it and read it, or somebody could, you know?
Yeah.
You like that idea?
It's okay. Does people say it before the call starts?
Well, they can do that.
It's your thing, man.
They can do that too, but they haven't been doing it. You know, it's kind of like
yep, we have. There hasn't been any much stuff going on lately. That's all. It's been relatively quiet.
Okay.
Fairly.
Hi, would like to see you in New York City.
Hey, positive greetings, Wynn from Sedona. It's Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hey,
the other Australian, Scottish Australian.
Hello.
Was she Scottish Australian?
It's a popo with a mama. Coco.
I need a translator.
We're not scary. Please don't scare
me. I can't understand what he's saying either. There's too much echo.
Like I need a nose job.
Hey, everybody.
I need a whole head job.
Even though my mom doesn't have.
When your nose is very pretty when you look at it from a certain angle.
Okay, go in here.
John from Las Vegas.
Hello, John.
I got a question I just asked.
In here, you will be a queer and have some beer. Fart. It's KK Mike.
Hey, Chris.
Over here. You fucking queer.
Is that Wanda rambling in the background?
That's me, motherfucker.
Yeah,
I think it's
the
guy
from
her
whole life now.
Another kiss. Kiki. Kiki.
I've never heard that song before.
Hold on, how do I do this? Better than the pause button.
Hey, Carmen.
We're on the animal channel, I think.
Hey, John?
Yes.
I thought you were going to ask if Hillary Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein really had an affair.
No, are they still alive? Are they really still alive?
You know, I don't know if they'll answer a question like that. Okay? Let me just tell you
really
something. Look, they probably are. Who knows? But they could be their clones that are walking around. Who knows? But Wait. Let me just tell you why that's not a good question. Okay?
Why?
Just to be clear. You know, questions that would reveal stuff about the negative that would show omniscience. You realize how dangerous it would be for us to be in the position of doing that?
Well,
okay?
Yeah, I guess.
Think about it. I mean, you like us being around here, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like it's preserving us a little bit, okay? I mean, I'm already controversial, right? It's kind of like, and it's the kind of question that actually doesn't change anybody's life. It's kind of like a curiosity question, right? This was John's question. I'd like to know if Jeffrey Epstein and Hillary Clinton are really still alive, or have they departed to the other side of the veil? But you should have said, are they in Guantanamo? Or are they out? Have they moved to Thailand to set up a pedophile business? Right? You know.
That would have been good if they're alive, then we could just guess after that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they'll answer it, okay? I mean, they don't even answer questions like that for me.
I mean, all right.
Unless it's relevant to me personally, okay? In other words, if somebody's thinking of killing me, they might say, yeah, be careful, you know? But if I said, is so-and-so a killer, they may not answer that, okay? Would you like to say your name and your city? No. Oh, hello. Good. We're getting some new. Who's that? Go ahead.
Oh, hello. Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, everyone.
When did my question get through today? I sent it to questions.
I got it. Okay.
All right.
Did you get my question?
When did that you guys answer my question last week, or can I defer it over to this week?
Well, you better ask it again. Just send it in really quickly, okay? Because, you know what?
It's all good.
It's like,
it's all good.
I'm kind of lazy, all right?
And we all are.
And, you know, I already do, like, administrative work. And when it comes to carrying questions over from last week to this week, it means I got to go search last week. Not only that, I have. If the person's not on the line, I'll ask the question, and it just is flapping in the wind. Hey, would you like to say your name and your city?
My name's Rob. I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Hey.
No worries. Thank you, Wynn. Thank you.
Hi, Rob.
Yeah.
Thank you for explaining.
Are you new, Rob?
I asked a question a few years back.
I thought you sounded familiar. Okay. Well, nice to have you. Listen, if anyone else happens to be new today, you know, one of the things we started that's been ongoing, and I don't talk about it. You know, I don't like to promote our stuff too hard. You know, this is not like a normal deal we're doing. And you know what? I think I'll record this. Sounds like it might be good here.
The recording has started.
This is August 28th, 2019. Our Wednesday question minute. Pardon me?
Can I mute the phone line?
Yeah.
Muted.
And our conference call is now doing high definition. So our voices should be better. And do we have Terry there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And you're using your regular microphone, right?
Yeah, I am.
And you sound very clear.
That's good.
Okay. We're doing good today, guys.
Huh? The chirp is back. The chirp on your phone is back.
I'm distorting, you mean?
Yes, like, you know, it's a little, the crackling sound.
Okay, is that better now? That's better, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. So, as all of you know, every Wednesday, you submit questions, and we ask our sources the answers. And I will tell you that over time, I have learned some profound things about the sources we're dealing with. And it took me a long time to believe it. And I observed it, I checked it out, and that was, when we do these calls, any of our calls, they are on the line, energetically, paying attention to you. And that's an incredible idea. They have the ability to do that, to pay attention to everybody simultaneously. And oftentimes, by the way, they do that, but they don't judge you. I mean, some people say, oh my God, they're paying attention to me. I hope they don't notice this about me or that or whatever. They don't really care about that stuff. They're so happy to be able to send uplifting energy into this realm. And this realm...
I think it's like some people are worried, oh my God, you know, they saw me going to the bathroom. They don't care about that. It's fine. It's a body function. No problem.
I don't even care about that.
I know.
In any case, I mean, listen, we all have things we might be guilty about that we do, and they don't care. They're just, from their perspective, this realm, the realm that we're in, has kind of gotten energetically separated from the greater universe. There's a veil that keeps us contained in this realm. And it's not easy to get through that veil on your own. And I'm very independent. I don't like to be codependent on anything. But this is a very cool thing to experience, because when we're on these calls, there's an energy on the call. When they connect with you, they're on the other side of the veil. So it automatically starts to give you an expanded feeling. And as I talk about it, they come in and do it right now. They don't have to be channeling to do it. And when you come into these calls often enough, then you start to internalize that feeling of expansion, and your life starts to shift. Not necessarily because of the way they answered your question, but oftentimes that can help. But, you know, as I realized this phenomena, as I became sure of it, I started doing Whole Planet Healing, which, if you're listening to the call and you haven't been around for a while, Whole Planet Healing is one of the more extraordinary things that we do. Every night at 7 o'clock Pacific, we come together on a call. We read a little excerpt from a session in the past. And then I do this visualization, and we send energy all over planet Earth. Energy to help stop earthquakes, stop wars. And at the end, we send the energy to ourselves. And there is, you know, it's like people keep coming, and I didn't really want to do this whole part of healing. It's like, it's quite a bit to do a call every night. And it takes a certain amount of energy. And sometimes I'm not good enough and I have to play a tape. Or else I start doing it and I zone out. So this is a real-time experiment in interdimensional group energy, group intention. And when you come into the call, if you come into it and you haven't ever been there, you will hear all these people greeting each other at the beginning with all this love and warmth that I didn't know was going to happen. And when the call first started, it was really hard because I had to hold the energy. And it took, and I didn't even know what to do. How do you do it? But I knew our sources would come in. And once I could get a flow going, and once I knew that other people were experiencing it, I committed myself to it. So it's worth checking out. It's worth coming in. If you're hearing about Whole Planet Healing for the first time, here's the phone number. I'm going to give it to you. We don't put it on the internet. It's 712-770-4340-250-513. And it's kind of addictive because aside from doing this service for the planet, it's an energy hit for yourself that the more you have that, this is my take on this, the more you have that, the easier it is to deal with this realm. It's like you're establishing your energy in a higher realm. And when you do that, there's the opportunity for synchronicities, for things to happen in this realm, because you get more detached from it. So on that note, we're going to start with our questions for tonight. Thanks all of you for asking questions. And we'll start with the people that ask questions the first time or haven't asked a question. Because I send them, we've been doing this, but I stopped sending emails out every night or answering all our calls. And I stopped doing it. And this is what I actually started doing before I started recording, saying this. It's like, this is like a group energy. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to share my truth, share this incredible experience of working with these intelligences in higher dimensions who are able to lift us, lift our energies. But you have to reach back. And when I keep telling everybody, come listen to this, come listen to that, it gives a perception that I am personally hungry for attention, which I'm not. I might have been when I was younger, but I'm not hungry for attention. I do this because it is truly a service, and it is truly benefiting a lot of people. And we have had numerous miracles as a result of creating group energy intentions. And when you come into the calls over a period of time, you start to experience it, or you hear other people's stories. And it's something that you have to put your energy into and get your own experience for yourself. It's exactly what I had to do. When I started talking to this voice that said they were the Elohim, I started to worry because I thought, oh my God, am I supposed to be a Messiah? What's going to happen? Everyone is going to be running after me. Where am I going to hide? And I had to get through that and realize I'm not a Messiah. I'm not sure there's any such thing as a Messiah. But the Elohim, when I asked them if they like to be worshipped, they said, no, we're your friends in a higher dimension. And your realm has gotten screwed up. And when you do something like this, it gives us permission to bring our energy into your realm and help lift the vibration and start. Enough people came into this call, our whole planet would shift. And I don't know what enough people is, but I don't think we have enough people yet. But we might. I think big. So we're going to call in the light. This is like our protective invocation. And then they're going to say something to us through Terry. And then we're going to go with the questions. So to see if Terry's unmuted. Are you there, Terry?
Yeah, I'm here.
You sound great tonight.
Good.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection by maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment as we are connecting with each and every person who is listening, or we put energy there for all the people that will listen to replays or read a talk in later time. It is a joy for us to be able to connect as your realm is very dense and the time goes very slowly in your realm. We bring light and love into your sphere so that it can help to grease the wheels of love, light, harmony, and peace. If we ever see anything that does not resonate with you or make sense, then disregard it, as it is not meant for you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And Cass, I got your city in Sacramento. Thank you. And Bonnie, I got your question. And let me see here. Let's start off with Hang on. This is from Kath in Sacramento. I'd like to know how to help my mom better, how to earn a living now. What should I be spending my remaining time on Earth doing with people? Will people ever stop harming animals, the planet, each other? How do I help? Thank you, Kath. Go ahead.
Thank you. In the area of your interest and expertise and love, when you send the light, when you help an animal, when you send love to an animal, when you feed an animal, when you make life better for animals and people and neighbors, and when you even wish to assist, you are bringing up the tone and your light is shining upon the area that your attention is on, and you are lifting the vibrations. It isn't some magic thing that you're supposed to be doing. It is the thing that you enjoy and that you love and that you seek. It all helps to raise the vibrations and the love in the world, and this shines forth in those that your attention has been on, the animal world, the people you know, and it is very, very precious in the things that you do, and it all helps. Thank you.
Thank you. I think when we look at the whole big problem on the planet, and it's like, how do you fix that? And it gets overwhelming.
It is not one problem of the planet. It is individuals. It is little things. And as the little thing, the broken door, and now it runs easier, it opens easier. It is making the world more harmonious. And so people that come in the door can, they don't think about it, but they open the door and smoothly come in rather than getting stuck in not being able to open the door easily. Every little thing that you put your attention on can ease things and make a more harmonious and a better experience. Well, you all are here.
Thank you. This is a question from Graham Storms in Ontario, Canada.
Graham.
G-R-A-H-A-M. It's not really a personal question, so you don't necessarily have to tune into him. But he's asking a question about Zachariah Sitchin. And for those of you who are not familiar with him, he was a person that translated the Sumerian tablets and became the first person to talk about the Anunnaki that I'm aware of, and the gold miners and the hybriding of their genes with ape genes to create the humans, at least the Western world of humans and African world of humans. Well, there are people, I'm giving some background to the question. There are people that say that Zacharias Sitchin's translations were compromised, that he had Illuminati agendas, and we've had many questions in the past about the Anunnaki, and I'm not an expert on the Anunnaki, but in general, I'm pretty well convinced that that did exist. There was gold mining, and I don't know about everything that Zacharias Sitchin wrote, but we've had questions about the Anunnaki in the past, and our sources kind of have confirmed that. So let me just turn it over to our sources and see what...
Correct. There were the Anunnaki, and they hate us the same as the plane, and there are still remnants of their gold mining efforts in South Africa. They took back to their home planet gold as they desired. It was very a precious commodity, and they desired to own it, to be able to turn it into a mist, and the individuals could breathe, and it some of their history. It did help them be able to be more grounded, as they had a very difficult time being in the Earth sphere, but their own planetary sphere, they felt if they could add it to some small degree to their planetary atmosphere, that it would help the individuals develop their upper chakras and their psychic abilities. So the Anunnaki did come here to this plane to take away what they could of the of gold, and to use it for their own purposes and also for some of their interplanetary trading. Now, did Sitchin have accurate translations? Some of the translations were missing areas due to the degradation of the tablets. He was around in the area of time when the Anunnaki was visiting, and he had a particular slant interest in what the Anunnaki did, and he could even fill in some of the missing data based upon the letters that he could read, and he had a background in being an Anunnaki, so he was able to bring forth much data. Was he accurate? He was, to a large part, accurate. He wasn't totally accurate. However, he, to a large part, was accurate. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I also mentioned Michael Tellinger. And when I studied Michael Tellinger, it was the final thing that convinced me to the accuracy of the idea of the Anunnaki. And Michael Tellinger lived in South Africa, and he went out, and he actually went into the deep into the woods, and he found Anunnaki landing places. And then he made the case that the gods of the Old Testament were actually Anunnaki lords ruling over each territory, that they would be competitive with each other. It's very interesting. If you've been interested in fiction, you can find some YouTubes on Michael Tellinger. Okay, now we have a question from Elizabeth Woodring. Greetings, everyone. I would like the reincarnation process explained in terms of re-entering the body upon a newborn's first birth. If DNA is held in the soul from past lives, the possibility of resembling a past life exists, as in the case of Terry and St. Catherine, or David Wilcock and Casey. But how can this happen when the soul comes in after the DNA has already been established during the 9 months of gestation? Or can the DNA still be changed in this way? Also, how soon do souls have a chance to choose to come back after transitioning? You know, we have asked many, many questions about this. And I might give a quick answer based on all the things we've asked before. And that is that DNA is constantly being reprogrammed depending on the energies that are hitting it. And so all through your life, depending on what you do, who you hang out with, spiritual things you participate in that bring in spiritual energies, you are programming your DNA. And when there's a fetus, the fetus starts out being programmed by the parents. And then when the soul comes into the fetus, that takes a major part in the programming. And then as the child is growing up, it's being programmed by all the vibrations of society and their consensus reality and their religion and the astrological science program it. It's very complex. And one of the keys is that when you're on these calls and you start to experience the energy on the call, that impacts your DNA. And that's my quick answer. Let me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. That is very true. You have answered very well. When the individual comes in, species can come in at various stages depending upon when the individual is connecting and bonding with the fetus. Sometimes the individual, for instance, if they hear a very, very expansive space, much bigger than fetus for the baby. And although an individual being can get bigger and smaller to fit into spaces and to connect, they have sometimes fixed larger spaces and they cannot really connect well with the baby that is born, but they hang around in the outskirts of the perimeter of the individual baby, and they gradually integrate themselves into the baby And as a, say, a sometimes a higher self that helps to ground the baby body and to move in conjunction with all of the aspects of the baby body.
Thank you. You know, another thing that came up in one of our questions is the question was asked, where does it, at some point there were no, there was life just beginning, and there were new beings duplicating themselves, and where did the souls come from? And I asked, did the Elohim just sit there and manufacture souls? And their answer was very interesting, and that was, the DNA will actually pull in energy from the fields surrounding it, which will become the beginning of the soul. And then once that being goes through its life and dies, the soul, the energy that gathered around it, coming from essentially nothingness of the field, will continue as an energy and then keep moving from one body to the next on its evolutionary process. So I thought, pardon me?
Thank you, that is correct. As the individual in the lifetime experiences this and that, and as the light experiences, they take on and they participate in, it programs the memory of the individual, his core memory. And these are learning experiences that he carries with him, and they can go into a future, whether he's with a body or not with a body, it becomes a core matrix that he experiences out of.
Thank you. Now we have three questions from Antonio. And Antonio, I may only ask one. Let me see how many more questions we have. we might have time for more than one. Okay. But let's start out with the first question. I have a feeling that I am a natural healer, and if I am, what can I do to make my healing more effective, be it in person or long distance?
Thank you. You could do some studies of the soul and the study of human body anatomy and how energy flows through the nervous system of a body, and how to in the giving of a massage to direct negative energy down through the hands and out the fingertips, or down through the feet and out through the toes. You can become more familiar with people's energy systems, and in the use of your hands in massage to be able to sense areas that are tied up and locked, and be able to get the energies moving so, and just even a study of the physical body that can help you to learn more about how to connect and actually physically connecting by giving a touch massage to someone can make you more familiar with how energy flows in the body and what can be done to help another person to feel better and increase your healing abilities.
Thank you. We have a question here from Adrian in Richmond Hill, Ontario. Terry and I could have had asked the same question a couple of months ago. I have a dilemma regarding my tenant of my rental bungalow. He is hostile, dishonest, lying, and difficult. I cannot evict him because the law protects the tenants here, not the landlord. I'm retired, a senior citizen, and I'm very stressed over this. Do you have any advice for me, please?
Keep a log. Keep a log. Get a little book, a little journal, and put the date at the top of each day and indicate your experiences during that day. Have you had a fight with him? Has something disappeared? Maybe it just disappeared and you don't know where it went. But keep a log. I had a salt and pepper shaker and I couldn't find it. There was a rake in the yard. Now the rake's gone. Or see if he is difficult and he may be difficult because he's doing something underhanded. Keep a good journal of expenses, like using up a lot of electricity. Is he breaking things? And write each thing down. Did the chair in the back of the house disappear suddenly? Or, you know, just keep a running record. And so you can put down these difficulties with him in writing, and you can begin to see a pattern. And if he is breaking the law, this is something that you could use perhaps to go to the court and get him evicted.
Thank you. Next question. This will be the last question for tonight. I'm only leaving out Don Herman, who's only asked more questions than anyone else on the planet on this call. So, Don, I'm just letting some of the new people get in. But I thank you so much for submitting your question. And this is from Bonnie. On August 11th, after the invocation, when the Elohim introduced themselves, I had an experience. As they were taking a moment to orient themselves to our space and stated they were connecting directly to everyone on the call who wished for the connection, I definitely saw a form with arms wide open swoop down to me to envelope me in a mutual bear hug. I saw this in my mind and as my eyes were closed. Did this take place or was it just my imagination? The energy was real as far as I'm concerned. I was saying out loud, somebody hugged me. I got a hug. Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you. They did the initial reach out to you and sent you the healing and love light energy directly to you, and you completed the bear hug as you hugged back. Thank you.
Thank you. And, okay, maybe I have time. We actually are over at 7:55, but let me ask Antonio's question, another one. And that was, he asks, you told me that I was sensitive to energy, and I'm wondering why I cannot feel energy on the Whole Planet Healing call. It's not all the time, because I do feel energy when I call in my angels, just not on Whole Planet Healing. Is there a reason for this?
Thank you. On Whole Planet Healing, our energy as it comes in is a very high frequency, and we are outside the range that you are focusing on. You have to raise frequency sensitivity. However, when we say that you are sensitive to energy, you are sensitive to the planetary energy and the energies in the lower chakra, the grounding, the earth energies. You are very sensitive in that range. Thank you.
Thank you. So on that note, we're going to bring this call to a close. We are going to invite everybody to come to Whole Planet Healing. And 712-770-4340. The PIN is 250513. And this is a very cool call. We do it every night. And you can check it out and see if it's for you.
Unmuted.
And we'll see you in a moment.
All right.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome.
Much love, you all.
Hello to Dharmananda.
Thank you, Lynn.
No.
You all.